Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Joe Chow, medical director at Western New York Media Care, joining us live this morning. Did you check your onions this morning, Dr. Chow?
I didn't, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to throw all of them out though this morning.
All right, good idea. I have no idea where my onions come from when I buy them, so I'm chucking them if they're in the fridge. Dr. Chow, of course, we're bringing you on to talk a little bit about boosters and some of the news that came out of the FDA yesterday. You know, one of the big questions on my mind is, you know, for the people who are administering vaccinations, the news yesterday, particularly the mixing and matching aspect of it, where, you know, it doesn't really matter what you get. If you add the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you can get any booster that you want. Still recommended that you stick with one brand. Does that make it easier or more difficult for those who are actually administering the vaccines to do the job that they're supposed to?
Yeah, there's certainly even just since yesterday a lot to unpack with the boosters, I had originally thought the recommendations would be about booster with Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, and then the mixing and matching may come in another week or so, but it looked like everything came really this week, yesterday. You know, the difficulty from the standpoint of who's giving it, I think as long as they have the playbook from the standpoint of what do they have to administer. Most facilities who have the boosters or the first dose typically have one brand and not two brands. And so if you're the Pfizer, then things remain relatively unchanged. If you have the Moderna boosters are half doses. And I think where if there's going to be any confusion is just to make sure when people come in, is this your first series, which you get the regular dosage, versus your booster, which you would get the half dosage. And if you have the J&J, it's the same dosage. So, you know, could it be confusing? I think when you first hear it, it does sound confusing. But for the people who are giving it, they'll have that down. And largely because, again, usually it's one brand that they'll carry.
Now, for those who received the J&J vaccine, they can mix and match. Is one booster better than the other?
Yeah, really, that's right. They can mix and match between either the mRNA. I think when you take a look at the mRNAs between Pfizer and Moderna, the half-dose Moderna, really, I think whichever one you can get, they're both highly effective. When you compare it to the original J&J, you can still get the original J&J as a booster. I do see that there's some studies that show that switching to an mRNA may provide a bit more of an immune response. So that's a consideration if you have a J&J. I think the availability in our community is largely still the mRNA. So in that case, where you typically go get your boosters or you get your immunizations, that'll likely be the one that will be available to you.
You know, so much of all of this has to do with public trust in the people making the decisions, right? You know, if people are going to act upon best practices or not. You know, there was no real argument about the emergency use of a COVID vaccine and why that was necessary, right? I mean, it was pretty obvious why we wanted to get a vaccine out there as soon as possible. But is COVID an emergency among people who have already gotten vaccinated, particularly, you know, young people, even if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, or, you know, it could be a 25-year-old healthcare or grocery store worker who have already gotten two doses of Moderna. Now it's under emergency use to get a booster. Is that the direction that's, you know, best to take at this point? Or do we do some harm here in saying, well, it's an emergency, and also trust your vaccine?
Right, and that's a great question. And we've talked about trust as well as communication. And I think these decisions really need to stay local. Local meaning with who you trust the most. And it typically winds up being your healthcare practitioner, your family doctor, your internist, your pediatrician. These are the people that you do want to talk to specifically about boosters. And as you mentioned, emergency. Do I need to get it? Do I not need to get it? I would say most practitioners would say you do need to get it. When we talk about emergency, I think we tend to think, do I have to get it, you know, right now in 10 minutes or what have you? If you've had the booster, if you've had the first series, you probably don't need to go right this second to go get it. But I think it certainly deserves a discussion with your healthcare practitioner. But at the end of the day, still getting it, yes. So I think these are all very local and personal decisions, as well as conversations that we need to have, because those are the folks that you trust the most. But overall, from a booster standpoint, is it important? We do know that if you did get the first series, the immunity does wane. And I think that's something we had a feeling would happen, and conversations that we've had months ago about whether boosters would come. Well, they're here, and we have the data that shows that the immunity does wane, especially with a new variant. So is it important to get? Yes, it is important to get.
What about those, doctor, who have had COVID and also got the first series of the vaccine? I mean, if they're not elderly, if they're not immune compromised, do they need a booster?
Yeah, that's something they're going to be better protected, right? And so even more so for these people who have had both, that's a discussion with their healthcare practitioner. We do know that even early on when you did have COVID from natural immunity, because there are different strains, there are variants that continue to emerge literally every week. And thankfully, thus far, the immunizations have provided protection. The formula and the question really changes as we develop new variants. And as we develop new variants, it seems the vaccinations and the immunity that you get are more durable from those than the natural immunity. So again, great questions about those. If you've had both, you're probably going to be better protected. Could you still get a booster? Yes, you could still get a booster. But again, that's something that you do want to talk to your doctor about.
Dr. Chow, thanks so much for being with us again today. Dr. Joe Chow is medical director at Western New York Immediate Care, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.